Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
I'm Kirsten Kendrick. This week, we're bringing our reporting project, KNKX Connects, to Tacoma. We've just opened a new station downtown in the heart of the theater district. Not far from our new studios is the Grand Cinema. The nonprofit organization has been around since 1997. Its mission is to promote the art of film, but it goes beyond that. The Grand is committed to bringing the arts to those who might not normally experience it. Jamaica Scott is on the board of the Grand. She's a filmmaker who is also active in social justice efforts. Scott was born and raised in Tacoma and knows firsthand the impact that the arts can have. We sat down together inside the Grand, and she told me why she thinks this place is special.
The Grand is so passionate about bringing the community together to kind of share with us, their excitement for film and showing all that goes into that. It's not just, hey, here, look, it's a movie. It's, hey, look, like somebody created this film, and look, maybe this film was created by somebody in your community, about your community, for your community. Maybe it's about a community that you've never heard about. Maybe it's about a community that you didn't even realize existed right here in the city. But it gives you these opportunities to kind of come together and see it. And then it doesn't just stop there. It's, you know, the Grand offers different discussions and they offer different courses. And I think there's something unique about a place that can be comfortable for so many people, because that's not true for every single place.
Have you always had an interest in the arts or in movies, or was there a time in your life that you can remember that this was a turning point for me, this is what when I realized I want to do this for a living, or at least be part of an organization that does this for a living?
Writing was always my outlet, but then I did spend a lot of time as a kid like watching my favorite movies or TV shows and like reenacting them with friends and things like that. So I was interested in that type of creativity, the imaginative side and the storytelling. It wasn't until, I don't remember how old I was necessarily, but I saw a Spike Lee film called Crooklyn. And that was the first film that made me stop and say, oh, somebody is telling a story that's very specific but also very broad. And so I became a little more interested in film, but still not necessarily like filmmaking. It wasn't actually until college and I landed on creative writing, and I took a screenwriting course, and my professor, who eventually turned into a mentor, he was just very excited about movies. He was kind of, self-proclaimed like nerd about it. And so it's always fun when you can see somebody so excited about what they're doing. I really fell in love with the screenwriting and being able to tell a story in a way that still had those elements of, you know, writing and creating a world, but the idea that I could write it and create it and then make it something that people could actually look at just gives you another layer to your voice in the world that you're trying to create with the story that you're telling.
The Grand is helping people foster that kind of passion. People are sitting in theaters around us now, maybe having the same realization you did when you saw that Spike Lee film. What motivated you to take the next step and become a member of the board of the Grand and to help foster these kinds of interests?
There was a moment, probably a couple years ago, I think now, where I had really been like, I really want to get into writing, screenwriting, into filmmaking. And it was something I had been wanting to do for a while. But again, it's those things where you have to get a job that pays the bills and you have to, you know. So I went to a few of the panels that the Grand kind of facilitates during the Tacoma Film Festival, and seeing different filmmakers, different local creatives just kind of talking about their process and having that realization that people start this journey at different points and it happens for them at different points, and that, you know, you get down on yourself and you're like, oh, I should have done this at this age. But seeing that and seeing people who are actually doing it and realizing that everybody's entry point and everybody's success kind of varies, that really allowed me to just kind of see in a different way what the Grand was doing. And the people on the panels when I'm asking questions and the people that I've been able to meet, you know, it was really allowing me to kind of start seeing that there's a community around it.
All the roles that the Grand plays in the city and in the community, that takes money. The city has approved a tax that will go to arts organizations. How would you like to see the Grand spend that money?
Definitely a conversation that has been had, and I think there are already some really great ideas. And I mean, I think the Grand is really looking at it from a truly like equitable lens and like really making these programs accessible and making film accessible and film education accessible. And so, I mean, I love the idea of being able to bring film to the community and bring it into places where, you know, like it takes that spark. And so if, you know, if the Grand showing up at an elementary school for an after school program helps at least, you know, even just one kid say, oh, film, I never thought I could be a filmmaker. Why can't, like, I should do that. Like, it's definitely worth it.
The Grand has been here for a while. I mean, active as a nonprofit since 1997. It seems to have a pretty prominent role in Tacoma. How would you describe its role to someone who doesn't live in the city and how it's integrated into the community and what do you think its role should be moving forward?
You know, there are a lot of theaters where movies are played, but the difference is the Grand is an organization that was bred out of love for the community and is sustained by the community. And so I think that the Grand really understands the value, but also the responsibility to give back and to be a part of the community and not just a building that's here to serve the people who get to, you know, pick what films and decide where the money go, but actually be here and realize that the community has emotion and they have thoughts and they might clash, they might be harmonic, but including that is what really keeps this place grounded and what makes it something that is continually community focused and centered. And I think that the passion that's here, I think the Grand will always kind of have this place in people's hearts.
Jameika, thanks so much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jameika Scott is a board member of the Grand Cinema. She is currently working on a documentary about motherhood and specifically the matriarchal structure of Black families. Scott is also active in social justice groups in Tacoma. She organized the 4-mile march in the city in 2015 in response to a national call to action after the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. You can listen to all of our Connects coverage at knkx.org/connects.